From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The acting U.S. FBI director testifying before Senate Intelligence Committee today denied the FBI staff had lost faith in James Comey, who President Trump fired on Tuesday.
Is it accurate that the rank and file no longer supported Director Comey?
No, sir. That is not accurate. I can tell you also that Director Comey enjoyed broad support within the FBI and still does to this day.
But McCabe refused to comment on an assertion made by President Trump in a letter to Comey the day he was fired.
Director McCabe, did you ever hear Director Comey tell the president he was not the subject of an investigation?
Sir, I can't comment on any conversations the director may have had with the president.
Comey was leading an investigation into the Trump campaign's possible collusion with Russians in the meddling of last year's presidential election when he was abruptly let go. The White House said Comey was fired because of his handling of the Clinton email investigation in July of last year. On Wednesday, Mr. Trump said Comey was fired because he was not doing a good job. The president is expected to visit the FBI headquarters as soon as Friday. The unrest continues in Venezuela, where anti-government protests aimed at socialist President Nicolas Maduro turned violent. At least one person was killed Wednesday as protesters threw bottles at security forces, who responded with tear gas and water cannons in the capital, Caracas. Meanwhile, the Venezuelan Health Ministry is saying the number of women dying of childbirth ages rose nearly 66% last year, while more than 11,000 infants also died, a 30% increase in that country. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces have defeated Islamic State fighters in the city of Tabqa and have seized Tabqa's dam, a key objective for the militias, before a planned attack on the terror group's de facto capital, Raqqa. The SDF, a multi-ethnic group which includes Kurdish fighters and Syrian Arab coalition fighters, had been battling Islamic State for weeks in Tabqa, about 40 kilometers west of Raqqa, with the help of a coalition airstrike and U.S. Special Forces advisors. The spokesman for the coalition from the U.S. said in a statement Thursday, "This is yet another victory for the SAC and SDF, our most committed and capable ground partners in the fight against the Islamic State." Turkey opposes Washington's alliance with the Syrian Kurdish forces fighting the Islamic State militants. The United States top intelligence official believes the military conflict in Afghanistan will likely deteriorate in coming years, even if the U.S. commits more troops to the 16-year conflict. Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee earlier today.
The intelligence community assesses that the political and security situation in Afghanistan will almost certainly deteriorate through 2018, even with a modest increase in military assistance by the United States and its partners. This deterioration is undermined by its dire economic situation. Afghanistan will struggle to curb its dependence on external support until it contains the insurgency or reaches a peace agreement with the Taliban.
Coates says he is not optimistic about the Afghan military's ability to defeat its enemies. Britain is hosting a high-level conference Thursday to address the deepening humanitarian crisis and security situation in Somalia. Hear now from the British Prime Minister, Theresa May.
So our task today is not to tell Somalia what to do, nor to impose our own solutions on this country from afar, but rather to get behind the new president's efforts and to support the Somali people as they work to build this new future for their country.
Charities working to stave off famine in Somalia are urging that the African country's debts be canceled. The UN Attorney Secretary General, that is, also spoke along with Somalia's president. Mr. Guterres from the UN said more than 6 million people in Somalia need assistance, or nearly half of the population of the country. And South Korean President Moon Jae-in's office said Thursday he plans to send a delegation to Beijing to discuss North Korea's nuclear program and China's concerns about a U.S. missile defense system being deployed in South Korea. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.